Adventures of Aurora Man, Christmas Jam 2018. We open with Aurora Man battling a large group of snowmen. With one hand, he is blasting the group with a staff, while simultaneously ripping the branch arms from another with his free hand.
I've really got to get to the bottom of these blasted Frosties.
With two hands, he swings his staff out and around himself, tearing through a group of attacking snowmen.
Call Yukon Cornelius.
Calling Yukon Cornelius.
A shock blast rocks the ground, knocking Aurora Man to his knees.
Oof! Nein! That Einruffen will not be completed!
Before Aurora Man can recover, a giant hand slaps him down.
Swark!
The giant hand picks him up like a rag doll. Baron von Schnitzel stands victoriously before Aurora Man. He is flanked by Shock Trooper and the giant number 5 from Los Llenadores.
This Weihnachten belongs to the Baron!
In our next scene, our hero Aurora Man groggily wakes up, looking down on Main Street Humboldt.
What the...
Aurora Man has been strapped to the hour hand of the clock in the museum's tower. Laughing, the Baron, Shock Trooper, and Number 5 look up at him from the street below. Struggling slightly, Aurora Man looks down upon the group of villains.
Oh, hey, Schnitzel. I don't really have the time for you right now. As you can see, I'm a bit tied up at the moment.
Angrily, Baron von Schnitzel shakes his fist at Aurora Man.
Oh, so funny, but you won't be laughing once their Kleinhand gets there.
You're gonna kick Christmas off with a bang!
Aurora Man looks around and is surprised to see a bomb tied to the small hand of the clock. It's moving closer to him every minute. A voice from behind our villain startled them.
Oh, you guys, you're all so punny.
Turning around, they see Cartridge swinging in on a bionic commando-style grappling line coming from his power glove, with his zapper gun pointed towards them.
Well, guess it's up to Cartridge to save the day.
Cartridge fires 8-bit candy canes from his power glove while firing his zapper higher into the air.
And spread some Christmas cheer!
Quickly, the three rapscallions shield themselves from the barrage of peppermint sticks.
Agh! Holin! Get him!
We're gonna scramble those circuits, punk.
Number 5 grows larger.
I still owe you for that wrestling match, small fry.
As they run past Free Spirit Market, a red-robed figure bursts from the store, tackling Shock Trooper to the ground. Ugh. The red-robed figure is St. Nicholas himself. He is standing holding his wooden staff planted squarely on Shock Trooper's chest.
Stay put!
Cartridge punches a code into the power glove and a red Mario mushroom pops out. Cartridge eats the mushroom and starts to grow in size.
Does a growing body good.
Giant-sized Cartridge spins and levels Number 5 with a massive clothesline.
Boom! Sit down!
Looking around, Baron von Schnitzel sees St. Nicholas walking down Main Street toward them, with a giant Cartridge carrying Shock Trooper and Number 5 in an 8-bit cage. Baron von Schnitzel holds his face in his hand.
Ach, du lieber Himmel!
While backing away and tapping his wrist, the Baron bumps into something.
Freeze, Fra! Oof!
He pivots around to see Santa standing there.
Going somewhere, Baron? Ho, ho, ho!
Ach, nein!
Aurora Man lands beside him with a bomb encased in a glowing green orb.
Looks like the season is safe once again, Baron.
Nick nach einmal!
You lose. And Merry Christmas.
The Adventures of Aurora Man Christmas Jam 2018 was sponsored by Amazing Stories, Spotlight Sport and Corporateware Limited, Vinyl Expressions, Doodle Dragon Designs, Armory Creations, and the Canadian Comic Book Alliance. You've been listening to The Adventures of Aurora Man Christmas Jam 2018, written by Jeff Burton. edited for audio by Melinda Burton. Narrated by Melinda Burton. Aurora Man, Shock Trooper, St. Nicholas, and Santa, voiced by Jeff Burton. Baron von Schnitzel, voiced by Melinda Burton. Cartridge and Number 5, voiced by Kai Burton. Audio engineering by Kaiser 116 Sound Studio. Recorded at B7 Headquarters, Humboldt, Saskatchewan. A Mini Jeff production.